subjects of this camp, waiting and preparing for the coming of the Lord.
我们这个大会的主题谈到预备主再来。
It's a very difficult subject to tackle, as a matter of fact.
其实这个是一个非常困难的题目。
And originally I was to preach only one message, but the person who was supposed to preach this first message became sick and unable to turn up.
其实我本来是就是讲一堂道的，可是今天本来要讲道的讲员呢，他忽然间他病倒了，不能来。
He had a minor, some kind of operation to his throat.
然后他最近有一个喉咙的一个手术。
Actually, he's an old friend of mine from the days in England.
他是我以前在英国的一个老朋友。
And I haven't seen him for over 20 years, so I was hoping to see him here.
我已经有20年没有见到他了，所以我也希望在这里能够碰到他。
But behold, the enemy was very powerful.
就是我们的敌人啊，他也尽他的本能。
And though he had hoped to come, but as Paul put it, Satan did hinder him.
虽然我这个朋友他也很想来，可是就好像保罗所说的，撒旦也阻挡着他的。
We fight a very intense spiritual battle.
其实我们正在处于一个非常非常紧张的一个属灵的战争的里面。
And how intense this battle is, you will discover if you know the Lord.
只要你认识主的话，你就知道我所说的这个战争的属灵战争的激烈了。
Especially in these days prior to the Lord's coming.
尤其是在末日这个时候啊，主再来的时候。
So we need to pay careful attention to the word of the Lord because it has to do with our survival.
所以我们要非常小心的去仔细的去看神的话语，因为这个关乎我们的存亡。
So what I would aim to do in these two messages is first, in this first message, to draw a picture, you can say, to draw a picture of the events leading up to the Lord's coming.
所以在这两天里面啊，比如说今天，我就希望跟你们去去描绘一个图画，就是说到在主到来之前所要发生的一些事物。
It's very hard to prepare for something, the general idea of which you don't even have.
只要你根本都不知道将要发生什么事情的话，你根本就不能够预备的。
So we need to have a picture of what it will be like in all these events leading up to the Lord's coming.
所以我们希望能够在看到一个图画，就说在主到来之前会有什么事情发生呢
？And tomorrow, the Lord willing, we will speak a little bit more about how to prepare. What are the things in the Lord's teaching, not in my suggestions, but in what the Lord teaches us to prepare for His coming.
主愿意的话，明天我们就去谈从圣经、从神的话语里面，神教导我们怎么样的去预备我们。
And for many of you, I'm not sure you want to hear that.
哦，可能我不知道你们当中有多少人真的愿意去听怎么预备你们。
My messages are never like honey coated pills. They are rather hard to swallow, as some of you who know me already know.
在座有当中知道的，可能有时候张牧师的所讲的道不是说只是一些好听的言语。
Not because I want to make it difficult.
不是说他故意的使你为难。
But because those are the words of the Lord for you.To evaluate.
那是因为这是神的话。
My words are not worth anything. It is the Lord's words you have to listen to.
人的话语算不得什么，就是神的话语，我们要仔细的去听。
But it's precisely the Lord's words that are so hard to swallow.
可是往往就是因为是神的话语，我们觉得很难就啃下去。
Just as the Lord said, the road to salvation is a very narrow one.
也就是说，主耶稣所说的通往救恩的道路是一个窄路。
The gate into the kingdom is a very narrow.
进天国的那个门是窄的。
Just how narrow, I hope you begin to get a picture by the end of this message.
我希望在讲到之后，你可以明白到底门有多窄呢，路有多窄呢。
Because the Lord's coming is like the dawn, the light that is ahead of us.
因为主的到来就好像黎明之前一样。
But the night before the dawn is the darkest.
可是当黎明快到的时候，那个黑夜是最黑的。
And many will not survive the night and see the dawn.
很多人因为熬不住那个黑夜，一直到看不到黎明。
I wonder whether you will be among those who will be able to come through to the dawn.
我在想，到底你们是否能够看得到这个黎明呢？
That to some extent will depend on tomorrow's message, to what extent you are prepared to prepare.
这多多少少也在乎明天的讲道，就是到底你已经预备好了没有。
Now, this subject is difficult to handle in its details.
这个题目我们要仔细的 去探讨的话是的确是不容易的。
I am an exegete of the Word of God.
詹牧师他在西经研究神的话语里面非常有研究。
你不是帮我加盐加醋吧？
我说的是事实。
My translator adds a lot of spice into it. But because anyone who understands the exegesis, that is the detailed examination of the texts involved,We'll understand just how difficult some of these texts are.
当凡明白西经的道理的话，他也会明白这些的经文的难度性。
And we want to be very faithful to the Word of God.
我们希望我们能够忠于神的话语。
And so the general picture is clear.
所以我们可以说，一般的大概那个图画是挺清楚的。
The details are much more difficult to handle.
可是具体的那些细节的话是不容易。
And in the time available to us, which is a little over half an hour of my preaching, it would be very difficult to discuss the details.
所以在我们仅有的那么少的时间呢，我们是的确的很困难的去详细的去研究。
What is clear is that the Lord is coming.
可是我们可以清楚的看到一点，就是主要到来。
Of the time and the hour, we cannot be specific.
哪个时刻哪个时辰我们不能够 很具体的知道。
The general time, that is about when we can have a general idea.
可是一般的情况大概的时间我们是应该知道的。
But as I said, the exact details, some are difficult to work out and some impossible.
可是我说的就是那个细节的内容方面呢，有一些是比较容易，有一些是挺困难的。
The effect of all this is to keep us on our toes the whole time.
这一切的那个后果情况就是叫我们时常的能够警醒。
The first problem in dealing with the subject of the Lord's coming is because he already said, of that day and of that hour, no man knows.
同一个我们面对的困难就是主自己他已经亲自的说过，就是谈到那个时刻那个时辰没有人能够知道。
His coming will be like a thief in the night.
他的到来就好像晚上来贼一样。
Thank you. I already have one here. We have another one here. So, how do you prepare for something the time of which you don't know?
在你不知道什么时候发生的事情，你怎么去预备呢？
How exactly do you prepare for the coming of a thief in the night?
比如说晚上有贼进屋子里了，你怎么预备呢？
I think of When I was a boy,
我就想当我在小孩的时候。
No, my father was a very patriotic man.
我的父亲是一个非常爱国的人。
And when the war with Japan, or the aggression from Japan started,
当中日战争的时候，
he threw his energy into fighting for the country against Japan.
他把他的精力都放在抗战的里面。
He laid aside everything to ensure His contribution to the war effort and the victory of China.
他把一切的事情都放下，他要为保护他的国家，他要希望他的国家能够打赢仗。
So as the Japanese advanced on Shanghai,
所以当日本人他的靠近上海的时候
，Indeed, when the Japanese were already in Shanghai,
当日本人到达上海的时候。
Naval ships, the warships were in the harbor.
那他的战舰在海港上。
And one of the earliest things as a very small boy I could remember was the screaming of artillery shells of naval guns firing over Shanghai from the Japanese ships.
在那个时候，虽然我还是小孩，可是我还记得那时候的炮弹在空中里面飞来飞去。
And my father was intensely involved in the defense of the country.
我父亲就参与在抗日的工作里面。
And as the Japanese ring tightened around Shanghai,
所以当日本人他的管理统治上海的管制比较严谨的时候
，So he slipped out of Shanghai, through the attacking forces.
然后我父亲就逃出上海
，to continue the battle from Chongqing, the wartime capital.
然后他就从重庆的那个地方里面继续他的战争。
That of course left my mother and myself stranded behind enemy lines in Shanghai.
那时候在上海里面就只剩下我母亲跟我自己。
In other words, he was prepared to leave his family, leave his employment, leave everything, in order to fight this battle.
换句话说，我父亲他已经预备好，就是把他的工作也放下，把他的家庭也放下，去继续这场的战争。
Such was his devotion to the country.
这是他对国家的一份的关心。
The war dragged on for years and years in China.
战争继续的好几年。
And so when he left, I was just about 5 years old.
所以当我父亲离开家的时候，我才五岁。
I still remember waving him off on a small boat as he slipped down the harbor.
我还记得他在船上，我跟他说再见。
And didn't see him again until 6 years later.
我有六年之后才再次见到他。
So I was about 11 by the time he returned.
所以那时候我已经11岁了。
Now, as a small boy of 5, of course, I had almost no impression of my father 6 years later. I didn't know what he even looked like.
所以那时候，因为他离开的时候我才五岁，所以到他，我再去看到他的时候，我好像都已经把他忘记了。
And I remember the day my mother said, Daddy is coming back.
那我记得那一天就是我妈妈跟我说，我说你爸爸要回来了。
We have to welcome him, his return.
啊，我们也欢迎他回来。
So after the defeat of Japan, and I saw these Japanese soldiers, kept under the bayonets of Chinese troops.
所以那个时候，因为日本人投降的时候，我看到那是日本投降的情况。
There was victory.
在我们的国家有胜利，打胜仗。
But where was that?
可是在什么地方呢
？My mother said he's coming.
然后我妈妈就说，我爸爸要回来了。
So when?
我说什么时候呢
？One of these days.
他说啊，有一天。
Why can't you tell me when?
我说你为什么不能够告诉我是哪一天呢
？She said because I don't know.
那我妈妈说因为我不知道。
I mean, right after the war, the country is chaotic.
因为战争刚完的时候，国家还是挺乱的。
I mean, it's not like you go to Singapore Airport or KL Airport and you have a plane arriving on time.
啊，不像新加坡或者吉隆坡啊，飞机都是准时到达的。
I mean, this is wartime. Nobody knows when which boat arrives if it arrives at all.
那时候是战乱的时候，没有人知道就是船什么时候到。
As a matter of fact, we didn't even know by what means he was coming. Was it overland? Was it by boat?
事实的情况就是我们根本不知道他是从坐船来呢，还是坐汽车来呢，我根本不知道。
So how do you prepare for something the date of which you don't know?
所以你根本是哪一天他到达你都不知道，你怎么去预备呢
？So I think the Lord already taught me this lesson as a little boy about his return, about his coming.
所以可能在我小时候主已经教导我这个功课。
And I remember I used to stand on the street, looking left and right.
我记得那时候我站在路中间啊，左看看右看看。
And I was looking for anybody that I imagined might be my father, but I had no idea what he looked like.
我就想看看那个啊，可能那个是我的父亲，可是我根本不知道他是长得是怎么样的。
I had no idea what he looked like. Can you imagine that?
你没有想象到，我根本不知道他怎么样的。
Well, maybe I had a vague idea because my mother showed me a photograph and I looked at the photograph and it's so small and you know, in those days, photographs are not today like black, color pictures. It was something that looks rather black and white or gray or something and you're trying to see, oh, that's my father. It's a bit hard to identify.
我还记得那时候我妈妈给我一个照片，可是那时候的照片是黑白照，而且是很小的。我就是有一个模糊的印象，就是我父亲是这样子的。
Of course, I didn't know how tall he was.
我不知道他长得多高。
And even if my mother told me, I wouldn't know what that figure means.
那就是我妈妈告诉我他有多高，我可能也不清楚到底是怎么样的。
And would he still have the same hairstyle?
那他的发型是否还是一样呢
？Or maybe his hair fell off, and then I'm looking for somebody with a lot of hair, and some bald person arrives.
或许他的头发已经脱光了，我在看的话，可能我看到一个光头的。
And there I was looking up and down the street without any clue what I'm supposed to be looking for.
所以我在路上里面，我就去找到底哪一个像我爸爸，可是我根本不知道我去找一个怎么样的人。
I still remember that I would stand there from morning to night, almost looking left and right, and looking at everybody who might be carrying a little bag coming by. I wonder if that's my father, you know.
我还记得那时候我站在路中里面去整天去看、啊、看有一个人会不会提着一个行李包的，说啊，这个会不会是我的爸爸呢？
And I doubt my father would have any idea what I looked like. I mean, a boy of 5 and a boy of 11. I mean, the change in the boy is there's no way for you to know if that's your boy.
我想我父亲可能也认不出我了，因为他离开的时候我才五岁，然后十一岁的小孩长得那么变化那么多、啊、我父亲肯定也不认得我。
So we could have, you know, walked past each other without any idea that we are father and son.
可以。所以可能我们在路边里面擦过，也不知道对方是我们啊，我们是啊父子。
I don't know how many days I stood on the road looking for what I didn't know I was looking for, but I stood there faithfully, wondering which one is my father.
我还记得那时候，我不懂有多少天，我在路上里面就这样去寻找，也不知道到底哪一个是我的父亲。
And then one early morning,
那有一天的大清早
，My mother dragged me out of bed.
哦、妈妈就把我从床上拉起来。
And I could hardly open my eyes.
她说眼睛也睁不开。
And my mother said, "There is Dad."
我妈妈说爸爸回来了。
And I opened with great difficulty my sleepy eyes and looked at somebody there whom I had not a clue who he was.
然后我睁开眼睛，我就看到一个我根本觉得很陌生的一个人。
And he came and he hugged me and I was saying, So this is the one.
然后我记得他跑过来，他就抱抱我，然后我睁开眼睛，我就看，哦，原来是你。
And I think obviously he must have been very disappointed because I had no reaction at all.
所以可能我父亲很失望，因为我好像没有什么反应的。
I stood there like a piece of wood.
我好像木头一样。
I had no idea how to react.
我根本不知道应该怎么样的去回应。
Just staring at him in a very blank way.
我就是睁开眼睛看着他。
And so he had to spend.All the following days and weeks trying to gain my friendship.
所以接下来的那几天、啊、他就有尽他的方法去逗我，去赢我的友谊。
First, I had to look at that picture again, look at him. Is he really my dad?
因为我又向这个人跟相片的我的父亲去印证一下。
He's not kidding me, is it?
我说，哎，你不是在捉弄我吧？这个是真我的父亲吗？
Maybe my mother was thinking I would wait so long, so disappointed, and maybe some substitute comes in to a.You know, to make me feel a bit better.
可能我妈妈看到我整天在想着我的父亲的回来，所以她就随便找一个人 来代替吧。
Okay, gradually I realized this is indeed my father.
然后慢慢的我终于我发觉到啊，这个真的是我的父亲。
And now, waiting for the coming of the Lord, I feel a bit this way again.
而现在我们在等待主的来临的时候，我也有这样的一份的感觉。
I'm sort of standing there every day and saying, when is he coming?
可能我们就每天都在等呢，到底主什么时候到来呢？
Of course, I know we don't know the exact date, but do we even know what we are looking for?
啊，可能我们知道啊，不，我们哪一天哪一个时辰我们不知道，可是到底我们知不知道我们在等的是什么呢？
I heard that my father had become quite a high government official.
那时候我知道啊，我听说我父亲他已经升官了。
So maybe what I was could look out for as I stood on the street was somebody escorted by a number of soldiers.
所以可能我在路上我应该找的就是一个有很多的军士啊跟随着的。
All with the shining helmets.
啊，可能他们戴着一个挺闪亮的帽子。
Nice uniforms.
啊，挺啊帅的啊制服。
At least maybe if I see a bunch of soldiers coming down the road in this fashion, I think that might be my father.
可能我看到一群的军士的话，我说啊，可能里面哇，我父亲在里面。
But then he wasn't in the military.
可是我父亲不在军事部。
And so maybe I thought he would arrive, you know, with plain clothes police.
啊，可能他就说一个便服一样。
But then if they're plain clothes, how do I tell?
可是只要他穿的是便服的，我怎么分辨呢？
Maybe I see a bunch of people walking close together.
所以可能我看到一群人他们啊一起走过来。
I don't know what plain clothes police are supposed to wear. Maybe they wear suits, maybe they wear shirts. I again don't know what to look for.
可是穿便装的又怎么样呢？他们是穿西装呢，还是穿啊普通的衣服呢？我根本不知道。
In the end, how my father arrived, whether with soldiers or no soldiers, I don't know because I only saw him in the apartment in the place.
到 结果呢，就是我父亲是怎么到来的？他是跟一些的军士一起来呢，我也不知道，因为那时候我在房间里面，我睁开眼睛就看到他了。
Certainly, if there were any soldiers, they wouldn't have come into the house.
啊，所以就是有军士跟他在一起的话，他们也不会一起的进来我的屋子里面。
So I'm still taken by surprise. And I suppose if I saw a few soldiers, I might thought, oh yeah, that must be my dad. But I didn't see any soldiers.
我在想，假如那个时候我看到有几个军士在一起的话，可能我说啊，这个是我的父亲。可是当天我没有看到一些的军士。
And when I study the New Testament, I'm having the same problem here.
所以当我去看新约圣经的时候，我有同样的困难。
You see, as I told you, the details are not clear. The general outline is clear, but the details are not clear.
就好像我刚才所说的，那个大纲是挺清楚的，可是那个详细的细节的话，是一点都不清楚。
At one, the scripture says, when he comes, he will come with 10,000 of his angels. Well, that should make him easy to identify.
在圣经里面他也曾经说过，他再来的时候，他会跟万千的天使一起来，啊，这样就比较容易了。
The problem is, if you look more carefully at the details, this comes at a later stage.
可是当你再仔细的去看的话，这个是晚一点的时候才发生的事情。
When he first comes, it may not be in that fashion.
当他刚到来的时候可能不是这样子的。
Well, after all, you do not say he comes as a thief in the night with 10,000 of his angels.
要不然的话，圣经就不会说他好像贼一样在晚上进屋子里面，因为假如他有很多的万天的天使的话，他就不会像贼一样了。
It means there is an element of surprise.
所以换句话说，真的是有一个突然的在里面。
There's an element of secrecy.
啊，有一份的秘密在里面。
And after all, a thief in the night. We thought he's coming in the morning, the dawn, right? But he's already come in the night.
那我们说，哎，我们是说黎明吗？可是，在圣经里面谈到，就是他是在黑夜里面到来的。
And you look at the parables, and you see there is a problem in understanding the details because the five virgins, you remember?
然后，当你看到啊，圣经里面谈到一些预言的时候，你知道十个童女的比喻吗
？Five wise, five foolish.
五个聪明的童女，五个愚蠢的童女。
And when was the announcement that the bridegroom had arrived? Not in the morning.
新郎是什么时候到来的？说不是早晨的。
It's clear that there are two stages of his coming, which is complicating the whole issue.
所以就是谈到他的到来的时候，也有两个部分啊，这就把事情弄得比较复杂一点了。
All ten were waiting for his coming.
十个童女都在等他的到来。
Unfortunately, five were caught and unprepared.
可惜的就是有五个他们等不到。
So maybe they thought it's easy. They hear the trumpet sound and 10,000 angels or tens of thousands of angels.Well, that cannot fail to wake you up.
所以你说啊，很容易啊，因为有万千的天使天君啊，我们听到有啊号角的声音啊，这个很容易一定醒来的。
When the Lord first came, he took everybody by surprise again. The king arrived, but he didn't arrive with 10,000 angels. He was born where? In a manger.
当主第一次到来的时候，他使每一个人都。来不及的去提防，因为他来的时候，他不是好像一个国王的到来，他降生在一个马槽里面。
The king came, but he didn't come in the way people expected, and that's the thing about Jesus. He knows how to surprise us.
啊，这是主耶稣，他常常做事情都使我们很惊讶的。
So that's why I say, let me try, because if I try to work out all the details with you, it will be for one thing we don't have the time.The other thing is, you might find it hard to understand.
所以我只是尝试的去描绘一个图画，因为就好像我所说的，就是假如我详细的去一点一点的谈的话，一来我们也没有时间，再来时候就可能我们也不明白。
So before I make the picture sound oversimplified and easy, I want you first to understand the kind of problems we have to wrestle with.
所以当我把图画去描绘的时候为了免得你觉得哎这个图画太简单了我要让你知道是。这里通常都有一个 很突然的成分在里面。
Because oversimplification is also misleading.
因为把图画太简易化的话，很容易也会把我们误导。
And the last thing in a subject like this is to be misled.
我们最不希望的就是去误导任何人。
So let us, and having given you this warning that I'm now having to simplify the picture, in order for you to make it easier for you to understand.
当我给你们一个提醒的时候，我要把这个图画去简化一点。
And with that warning in mind, let me try to picture the events leading up to his coming for you based on the scriptures.
当我提醒过了，警告过你之后啊，让我去把这个图画去描绘一下。
And I hope that you can at least get the overall picture.
啊，我希望你可以能够把这个图画啊，大概的去啊，整体的去看一看。
Let us start from where we are now.
啊，或许我们啊，从我们现在开始吧。
Or attend to the events that are very soon to happen or have actually started already.
啊，或许我们可以看一些将要发生的，或许是已经发生的事情。
And the picture that we will have from Scripture is the night gets darker and darker.
在圣经里面，我们所看到的图画就是那个黑夜将会是越来的越黑。
And I'm afraid that in the simplifying process, I cannot convey to you just how terrifying, and I use the word terrifying advisedly, just how terrifying is what waits for us in the immediate future.
我担心的就是，当我把这个图画简易化的话，你不能够去抓紧的是，接着谈到这个黑暗是多么的可怕。
And if you cannot grasp how terrifying this whole thing is, then I have failed.
只要你不能够掌握这个黑暗的可怕的话，这样的话我就失败了。
The Lord's coming will be at a time to bring these terrifying events to an end.
主的到来是要把这些那么可怕的黑暗中了断。
But I fear many will not survive until that point in time.
可是我担心的，可能很多人都不能够去挨的那一天。
Many will not survive physically. That is, you will die in that process.
很多可能在那个可怕的当中，他们生命也没有了。
Perhaps through persecution.
可能是因着患难啊，逼迫。
Persecutions on a level that you can't even begin to imagine.
那种的逼迫是我们不能够去想象的。
That's what the scripture is warning us about.
这是圣经里面去警告我们的。
It's not a pretty picture.
啊，不是一个很漂亮的图画。
And some will not survive spiritually.
有一些他们的属灵生命不能够的去熬过。
It is a terrible picture that is portrayed for us if we have any eyes to see, any ears to hear.
有眼可以看到的，有耳可以听到的说，圣经里面所谈到的一个图画是一个非常可怕的图画。
How to portray this for you?
我们怎么样去？我怎么样把这个图画去向你描述了
？Let me return to some textual difficulties in trying to portray it.
或许我们看看在圣经里面啊，那个经文的难度。
Take for example Matthew 24:12.
比如我们看到马太福音24:12.
And there it says.And by the way, I'm going to avoid giving you lots of scripture because I could go on and on with scripture alone.
我希望我尽量的去避免给你们很多很多的经文。
And since we don't have the time, as I said, I will try to keep it simple.
因为我们的时间的关系，我希望尽量的去简单的告诉你们。
Matthew 24:12, where the Lord says, "And the love of many shall grow cold because of the lawlessness."
马太福音24:12里面，主耶稣说：“因为不法的事情的增多，许多人的爱心却渐渐的冷淡了。”
Now, love of many growing cold means you might be very enthusiastic at this present time, but that enthusiasm will vanish.
谈到爱心的冷淡，换句话说，就可能你现在是挺热心的，挺热心的去对人，可是你这份的爱心慢慢的去冷却下来。
One of the things we see for those of us who serve the Lord in the church for many years is this phenomenon of people whose fire disappears, whose love goes cold.
在我们在教会里面侍奉的日子长了，我们发现到一个的现象，就是很多人他们对主的爱心冷淡了。
Now here it says because of lawlessness.
这里谈到人的爱心的冷淡，是因为不法的事情的增多。
Exegetically, this is very difficult to handle.
在圣经的角度来看，这个是非常困难的一个经文。
From the point of view of exposition, what lawlessness is being referred to here?
这里所说的不法的事是什么呢
？If it refers to lawlessness in the world.Then why should lawlessness in the world affect your love for God and for His people?
因为假如这个不法的事是指这个世上的不法的事情的话，为什么世上不法的事情会影响我们对主的爱心呢？
Now here's another attempt to show you some of the difficulties in dealing with details.
这个是我让你看到这个经文的难度性。
If we look at actual situations in the world, is it the case that when there is lawlessness in the world, then the love of those who love the Lord correspondingly goes cool. Is that the case?
那或许你从一个平常一个角度来看，是否在世上啊，当不法的事情，当很多的不好的事情发生的时候，对那些的基督徒，他们的爱心会冷淡下来呢
？When law collapses in society,
当一个社会它的法律的制度崩溃的时候
，Does that result in people no longer loving the Lord?
它的结果是否使到人不爱主呢
？Does it follow logically or factually?That when there is a high level of law and order in society, that the love of people for the Lord increases?
啊，是否说就是说，当一个社会它的法律啊，它的制度都很公正的时候，人自然的就会爱主呢
？The scripture is not talking about whether religion increases. It is the actual genuine love for the Lord which is affected by this thing.
啊，圣经里面谈的不是说宗教啊比较增多，而是谈到人对主的爱心。
Well, this should be easy to examine empirically.
啊，这个我们啊，其实是很容易可以去检查的。
Like for example, in China.
啊，就谈中国吧。
Let's take the most chaotic period, the Cultural Revolution, which dragged on for a very long time.
啊，就谈最乱的那段时间，谈到文革的时候。
That is really lawlessness at a very high level.
啊，文革的那段时候是不法事情的极端的，你可以说。
Did it occur during that time that those who loved the Lord, their love went cold?
在那一段时间啊，那些爱主的人，他们的爱心是否冷淡呢
？That's not the case.
不对。
In fact, to the contrary.
其实事实是刚刚相反。
Often when there's lawlessness in society, people turn to the Lord where there is order, in the Lord.
反而是在动乱的时候，人的心会转向主，因为在主的里面能够有那一份的规律。
Because when they come to the Lord, they come to His church. They discover that in the midst of total disorder in society, there is still order among His people in His church.
因为当人归向主，归向主的教会里面，他们看到虽然外面的社会那么的动荡，可是在主的家里面，在教会里面，那里有爱。
So in fact, many people come to the Lord in a time of lawlessness in society.
所以其实事实是在社会动荡的时候，人的心会能够转向主。
According to such reports as we have, multitudes in China turned to the Lord during that time.
啊，根据我们手头上的记录啊，在那一段动荡的时候，很多人归向主。
And still continue because with the collapse of communism as an ideology, people turn to the Lord for a sense of purpose and direction.
其实到现在来说，两个现象就是，当人发现到原来共产的主义不能够满足他们，不能够解决人的问题的时候，他们反而去转向神。
During these past years, I've been to China a couple of times.
啊，过去几年我也曾经到过中国。
So I speak from first-hand knowledge of the matter.
我会跟你说，就是我是亲身的经验。
I've talked to young people who seek the Lord with an earnestness that is far hard to find overseas.
我跟一些年轻人交谈过，我看到他们对主的那份的追求，那份的渴慕，是我在外面看不到的。
Here you take going to church for granted.
啊，现在这里我们觉得去教会是理所当然的，没有什么的。
For them, it is a privilege to have a church like this, where you live as a family, where you love one another.
啊，对他们来说，能够有一个教会，能够有一个家庭啊，一个教会的大家庭，可以彼此相爱，对他们来说是一个很不容易的事。
Early this year, I visited Shanghai, my hometown.
今年的年初，我去探访上海。
I talked to a young man.
我跟一个年轻人交谈。
Well, 19 years old.
他才19岁。
A college student. College student.
啊，他在念大学。
He was surprised that I took the initiative to talk to him.
啊，他很惊讶，为什么我主动的跟他谈话
？And he told me that he had come to the Lord about 4 years ago.
他跟我说，他大概4年前认识主。
While listening to a radio broadcast from Hong Kong in broadcast in Mandarin.
他是从香港那个福音广播里面去认识主的。
And he said in these 4 years he could not find one fellow Christian to fellowship with.
他说在那4年里面他找不到一个基督徒他可以跟他去沟通的跟他去深谈的。
And When he found that I'm a Christian, he was so happy.
当他知道我是一个基督徒的时候，他非常的高兴。
In fact, I had another brother with me.
那时候我跟一个弟兄在一起。
So I introduced him to this brother.
所以我就把他介绍给那个弟兄认识。
And he said, that morning, when he came out, he prayed to the Lord, give me one friend, O Lord, one friend who knows you.
他说那一天他当他出门的时候，他求主，他说主啊，求你给我一个朋友，一个能够一个认识你的朋友。
And he said, today the Lord answered my prayer.
他说今天主答应了我的祷告。
And he not only got one friend, he got two.
不但只有一个，他认识了两个。
So precious to him, so full of joy.
他多么的高兴，多么的充满喜乐，他觉得非常的珍贵。
But meeting brothers and sisters, that mean anything to you? Say, oh, not those people again. I got to see them again.
那你又会怎么样？你说，哎呀，就是这次基督徒啊，我不要再见到他们了。
I endure them once a week or twice a week.
我每个星期见到他们一次两次。
And now I'm stuck with them for several days in the camp.
现在几天了，在营会里面都碰到他们。
You see, there is the difference.
差别就在这。
That hunger and longing for the word of God and for his people. He traveled 1.5 hours just to hear some preaching, which wasn't all that terrific either, but it is something he hungered for.
他们对神的话语的渴慕，对彼此肢体分享的那个渴慕啊，这个年轻人他可能要坐一个半小时的车才能够去听到。
1.5 hours one direction. For a college student to spend 3 hours on the bus,In a crowded bus is no easy thing.
对一个大学生来说，来回要3个小时，再来是在一个拥挤的交通情况里面是不简单的。
Not to mention that even though the bus fare is cheap, they are very poor and it still costs them quite some money. So it's a sacrifice.
虽然说交通费是很便宜，可是对一个学生来说这也是一个的牺牲。
So I'd like you to consider this important question.
我就想你去考虑一下这个题目。
Why should lawlessness in society cause any loss of love for God?
要考虑就是为什么不法的事情，假如是社会上不法的事情的话，为什么会影响人对主的爱心的冷淡呢？
Of course, by the time you look at these questions and you look at the text, you realize that the Lord is not talking about lawlessness in society.
当然，当你仔细的去思考，当你去仔细的看看经文的上下文的时候，你会发现到主这里所说的不是说社会上的不法的事情。
You know where this lawlessness is?
你知道这个不法的事情在哪呢？
In the church.
在教会里面。
Among the people of God.
在神的子民的当中。
And when you look at all the texts, as I said, we cannot go through all the scriptural texts, whether you look in the pastoral epistles, meaning...First and Second Timothy, Titus, etc.
当你从不同的经文里面圣经不同的记载里面看到。
And you put the picture together.
你把这个图画连贯起来。
And all these references to apostasy.
对所有的经文关于谈到离经背道的经文。
Apostasy, for those who don't know the word in English, means those who turn away from the faith.
那些人离开他们的信心。
The scripture warns us that one of the features of these last days is that people will be turning away from the true faith in God.
圣经里面已经多次的警告我们，就是在这个末日的时候，末世的时候，很多人他们离经背道，他们离开他们的主。
And the great shock is to realize that the lawlessness that may be in the world now controls the church.
是我们非常惊讶的，就是这个在世上在社会上不法的事情，现在竟然来到教会里面，影响到教会。
What is lawlessness?
什么是不法的事情？
Lawlessness is the turning of one's back upon righteousness, the righteousness of God.
就是离开神的公义。
And I notice many people in the church have almost no concept of righteousness.
我发现在教会里面很多人可能对公义的了解是非常的肤浅。
Do you have a proper grasp of righteousness in your life?
你是否能够掌握到，或许在你生命里面有没有公义在你的生命
上？ Does sin bother you at all?
你对罪是否觉得敏感呢？
Maybe not much.
或许可能不太敏感。
And that is the disaster.
那这就是一个灾难的起因。
Because lawlessness creeps into the church slowly but surely like a cancer.
因为不法的事情慢慢的就好像癌症一样的去侵入教会。
There are people doing all kinds of things in the church, which is a shame to mention even in the world.
在教会里面发生很多的事情，你知道当你去谈到这些事情的时候，其实是非常的羞耻的事。
Some were broadcast very well-known cases of church leaders in the United States.
在美国我们也听到一些 很羞耻的事，就是 在一个不信主的眼中也觉得羞耻的事。
Church leaders who consort with prostitutes.
你看到就是教会的领导，他们竟然去嫖妓。
Who cheat church brothers and sisters out of vast amounts of money.
他们欺诈弟兄姐妹大量的金钱。
Of course, the vastness of the amount doesn't matter, whether small or big, it is all unrighteousness.
当然不是说大量的钱或者少量的钱，问题就是这些都是不法的事情。
We see full-time workers who decide to marry non-Christians.
我看到全世界的侍奉主的仆人，他竟然会跟一个不信主的人结婚。
No matter what the scripture says.
他们根本不理会圣经里面所教导的是什么。
And yet they want to insist that they are Christians.
然后他们还口口声声说他们还是基督徒。
The list can go on and on and on.
我可以继续的不断的去给你一些例子。
I even want to be more personal with your life.